Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows has issued the following statement in response to Donald Trump signing an executive order Tuesday to create a nationwide list of verified eligible voters and, quote, illegally encroach on states' rights to run elections, end quote. And that's in the language from the announcement from the Secretary of State. It goes on, quote, President Trump clearly didn't get the copy of the Constitution I sent him. This executive order is laughably unconstitutional, and Maine is not going to obey in advance because the president is not in charge of elections. The states are. We will not back down in defending the integrity of our elections and the rule of law, no matter how many times or ways President Trump tries, end quote. The Maine Department of Marine Resources Bureau of Sea Run Fish and Habitat, which will be known here forward as the Maine Department of Marine Resources, is announcing the return of Alewife Days, a spring program that connects students with Maine's annual Alewife Run through hands-on field trips timed with peak alewife migration in local rivers and streams. Quote, each spring, alewives return from the ocean to Maine's lakes, creating a short, high-activity window for observation. Through Alewives Days, students visit local fishways during the run to watch fish climb ladders into their spawning lakes and in some locations see sturgeon jumping in the Kennebec and Androscoggin rivers. In 1925, schools from Yarmouth to Calais participated, and the Department of Marine Resources is working to expand access to more schools nationwide in 2026. The Department of Marine Resources is inviting schools to apply for transportation support to nearby alewife runs during the spring migration. DMR will offset the busing costs for schools that qualify. DMR personnel can be available as nature interpreters at select locations. There is a link that schools can register to let the DMR know that they're going to be making a visit. I'll put that link on the archives with today's program. Alewives Day coincides with World Fish Migration Day, with events happening globally leading up to May 23rd. Participating schools are encouraged but not required to register their trip as part of this international effort themed We Are River People. You can learn more at worldfishmigrationday.com. Registration is open now for the American Lung Association's 42nd annual trek across Maine coming up in June. Organizers say they expect about 1,000 participants this year for the three-day, 180-mile trek that will start and end at Pineland Farms in Gloucester. Quote, the trek across Maine is a fully supported ride with rest stops, route support, entertainment, and food along the way. Participants will continue to enjoy many of the event's most loved traditions, including music, games, beer from local breweries, a baked potato bar, and a finish line celebration, plus returning favorites like Team Tent City with plenty of lawn games, music, and beer, end quote. The event is a fundraiser for the American Lung Association. The goal this year is to raise $750,000. Registration is open now and will remain open until May 20th at trekacrossmaine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.